The Pitch Glacier of 1906. Alpine mountain climbing was a popular pursuit of the young gentleman in the late 19th century. The Alps had many glaciers, and the mechanism of the flow of glaciers was not well understood. It was often likened to the viscous flow of an ideal fluid, although we would not now regard that as being a good model. The flow of pitch down a channel is much nearer to being that of viscous streamlined flow, and Croft used this to as a demonstration of what he thought the flow of a glacier might be in 1906. Walter Abley, the technician, assembled this, a block of pitch on a wooden channel, and on the 21st of July 1906, the pitch was nailed in place and has been flowing down the glacier ever since. Much of it has now flowed to the bottom, bits have broken off, and of course subsequent technicians have added bits to the baseboard to allow for this. The biggest problem from the pitch glacier as a model came from the local equivalent of global warming. Science school is a much warmer place in winter now than it used to be, and so over the years the pitch has flowed more rapidly in the winter than it ought to have done due to the central heating in science school. Nevertheless, it's an amusing experiment. It's something that boys can, as an experiment that boys can watch, and when they come back as old men, see that it's still there and still flowing down. Interestingly, the Guinness Book of Records for the longest running experiment is for just this experiment, the Pitch Glacier, an experiment set up by the University of Queensland, Australia, in 1930. So, quarter of a century after ours. However, they have got a continuous system of a continuous record of measurements on their glacier and its temperature-controlled environment, whereas we have only hearsay evidence, so they get the Guinness Book of Records.